Big City, baby. Time to build on some shit.
Yeah.
Which y'all people don't understand. Shit is real out here. And I'ma tell y'all a story. Now this story didn't happen too long ago, and it wasn't that far away. It's about some real niggas. Niggas doing real things, alright? So let me get to the first page. I'm gonna break it down like this. Chapter 1.
I was a young child, lost, went to church on Sundays, walking the narrow road that led me to gunplay. I was a good boy, respect my mommy, looked up to the OGs like quarter feeling Donnie. Felt good as a young nigga, coming home from school, getting love from them neighborhood drug dealers. Rope chains, Cadillac Seville's, with spoke rims, was a tradition.
Brownsville.
That was the first chapter, passing these stages, but the book is wider, and it's a lot more pages. The game changed, people got foul, and the same little church boy is buck wild. Running with my homeboys from 339 and 1545, toting 45s. I kept dreams of being a rap dude, but I know the streets too well, so I packed tools. I lost a lot of loved ones to these streets, and lost a lot of loved ones over beef. That goes to show, them streets haunt you. Look what society created now, a monster. My day and age was a different role. It's when a slug take a nigga's soul.
Slug take a nigga's soul.
Follow your dreams and follow your goals, cause who knows what the future holds.
Who knows what the future holds.
A man died and was left cold, because a slug took the nigga's soul.
Slug took a nigga's soul.
Follow your dreams and follow your goals, cause who knows what the future holds.
This is what your future holds.
I want somebody Brooklyn to end so they can see how I feel inside. I'm on an emotional roller coaster ride. Nothing to hide. A long time ago I set aside my pride and used my past as a ghetto guide. A few good men died, some who have stood beside me, so I can smooth off the road for those that come behind me. You know where you can find me. I'm on the back blocks, dripping black blocks in front of crack spots.
It's just a habit.
And since I was a baby, thugging, smoking, drinking, toting is how the first family raised me.
He who lives as a gangster will perish in these streets.
I know that's deep, but I still shed tears from my mother 2 years after she been laid to rest. And still some things I need to chisel off my chest. My remedy for stress, I conversate with my oldest brother 10 years after his death. I know there's nothing left, so I'm forced to take a deep breath before I attempt to take another step. A lot of brothers slept, a lot of brothers was left cold in the street and told. This is what your future holds.
My
nigga
needs played a different role. It's when a slug take a nigga's soul.
Slug take a nigga's soul.
Follow your dreams and follow your goals, cause who knows what the future holds.
Who knows what the future holds.
A man died and was left cold, because a slug took the nigga's soul.
Slug took the nigga's soul.
Follow your dreams and follow your goals, cause who knows what the future holds.
This is what your future holds.
So there you have it. You see, a lot of niggas talk about bullshit, talking about cars, jewels, and money. But in all reality, we all come out the same bag of shit. Some of us may never see tomorrow. So my niggas, don't you ever forget where you come from. Salute. M.O.P. for life, baby.